Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was Mark Twain who once wrote, "Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." Let's face it, we all age, but do we always need to look like we're aging? Is it possible to slow down the aging process? And why is it that some celebrities and other people look the same today as they did 10 years ago, while others look like they've aged 30 years in 10 years? Our guest today, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., has focused her studies on longevity, anti-aging, and high-level wellness for over 35 years, and she will give us 10 surefire tips to help keep our body, mind, and spirit youthful, no matter our age. Sounds good to me. In one of her latest books, Choose to Thrive, she writes that the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. And we all have within us the power to age gracefully, live fully, and enjoy a balanced lifestyle. Let's find out her secrets now as we welcome Dr. Susan back to the program. Dr. Susan, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's lovely to be with you again, and a great topic since, yes, we're all aging, so why not do it the best that we can?
Well, and I'm going to be taking notes, really taking notes here, because aging by the minute, as most of us are, and I'm looking forward to our conversation here today. If anyone is new to the program, has not ever heard you talk about high-level wellness, give us a little bit of your thoughts on this and what changes we can expect as we get older.
Okay, I love that. It's a great way to start. So, Rick, here's my health philosophy in a nutshell, and I think beautifully described by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Health is our greatest wealth." And if you think about his sage advice, I think you'll probably agree. And fortunately, regardless of your age, your current level of health, or your current diet or living habits, you can at any moment, you can choose differently. And your new better choices will lead to a healthier and happier life than you ever thought possible. Now, I'm a baby boomer. I know you're much younger than I am.
Thank you.
But if you are a baby boomer, like actually I've been all my life, you want to keep in mind that changes that were once labeled milestones of growing older, like what are they there? Like high blood pressure, fragile bones, significant memory loss, wrinkles, reduced vision, lack of energy and libido, they're no longer considered inevitable. And the diet and lifestyle choices that I recommend in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, will help you look and feel vibrantly alive and healthy at any age. In fact, I feel as young and exuberant as I ever did, and you can too. And this, my whole concept of this book is that in 30 days, if you follow my program, you'll look and feel and be physiologically 10 years younger. That's just in 1 month.
You know, it's interesting. People sometimes say, well, I'm getting older, I expect this. And you're saying, no, that's the wrong mindset. You don't have to expect this. You can make changes, and you can make changes by going to Dr. Susan's website to get more information on all the tips we're talking about today, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's talk about some of the different facets that comprise health, and where does commitment fit in? I gave you two big topics there. Exactly what is health, I guess I'm asking, and where does commitment fit in? How important is that?
Yes, I love that. So our level of health right this moment is the result of the countless choices we've made regarding what? Regarding diet, exercise, our thought processes, you know, what we're thinking all day long, are we positive or negative? Our beliefs and our expectations. And maybe some of these choices have been poor ones, but you can always use your past mistakes and learn from them. But you must start with a commitment. So specifically, are you willing to make a commitment to your health? And I think that involves self-discipline. And that self-discipline, to me, is the ability to carry out a resolution long after that mood or enthusiasm has left you. And I think it's a commitment we make every day when we wake up. It's not okay, I'm going to choose to be healthy. I'm going to make a commitment to my health, and then you redo that again on the next January 1st.
Yes.
It's something you make every day, and you can always tell, Rick, by your actions every day how committed you are to your health. But, you know, in a moment we'll go through some tips I have to live a healthy, happy, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit so that you can age more healthfully, happily, and gracefully.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on This Week in America. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com, our website, and get information, and you can link on directly to her website by going to ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Okay, let's go through your 10 tips to live a healthy, happy, and balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. And I think these are all interconnected, aren't they, that you just talked about? So this is going to be, keep a pencil handy as we're doing this, and go to the website to get all the information because they are interconnected. Let's start with tip number one.
Yes, and I think someone outside is excited about this tip.
They're coming by. They want to pick up a copy of Wired for High Level Wellness, and they want you to autograph
Susan.
It. So, yes.
Be grateful. So how thankful are you for your life right now, regardless of the circumstances of your life or the losses you've suffered? Gratitude always can help you, because gratitude is like this dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. It's like a connecting link between you and all channels of good in your life. And Rick, if you and everyone listening can find one thing, however small, for which to be grateful, and that you can hold that feeling for as little as 15 seconds, scientists have discovered that many subtle and beneficial physiological changes take place in your body. Your stress hormones decrease. Your coronary arteries relax, your heart rhythm becomes harmonious, your breathing becomes deeper, you're more fully oxygenated, you're in a better mood. All of this just because you focus on something for which you're grateful. So I say every day, take a moment and be grateful for all you have in life. Gratitude is the greatest stress buster. Because, and we've talked about this before, Rick, what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is the best way to reduce and alleviate stress and transform your life.
On your list of 10 tips for living a more sacred, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit, you've got exercise for life. Talk about the importance of that and how I assume that changes over the years, how we go about exercising, but we obviously need to continue to exercise.
Yes, so that means exercise for your whole life, but exercise to give you more life. And it's the key to youthful vitality in any age. One of my favorite passages by Henry David Thoreau is that an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Nothing, Rick, does more to make you vibrantly healthy than a regular fitness program. Why? So it unlocks brain power, physical stamina, and mental clarity. It also gives your skin a youthful glow and puts wings under your confidence. So your goal would be to exercise regularly and find a balance with strengthening, stretching, and aerobic activities. You need to make it a top priority in your life, a non-negotiable activity, and here's that C word again, stay committed to it. And if you're listening and you wish to lose a little or a lot of extra weight, remember this, that muscle burns fat. It's that simple. So exercise, and especially weight training, increases muscle, alters its chemistry, tones it, and increases your metabolic rate. So to lose weight and keep it off, you've got to make exercise a key component of your health program.
More on this and all of the tips that Dr. Susan is sharing with us on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Also, her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Slow down is number 3 on your list. Explain why that's so important.
Yes, so I always suggest to set aside a few minutes a day, maybe as little as 10 minutes, 15 if you can, for just a little silence and meditation, for quietude. Also, make sure throughout the day and during this quietude time to breathe slowly and deeply. I like every hour on the hour, except when I'm sleeping, I like to take 2 to 3 minutes just to breathe deeply. Why would you do that? Because it revitalizes your body and spirit. And don't worry, you don't have to be a Buddhist monk to know how to meditate. Here's one way to do it. And by the way, in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, I devote 2 very comprehensive chapters on the ABCs of meditation, how to do it, why, where, everything you need to know. But find a quiet, special place in your home where usually people won't bother you. For many people, that might be the bathroom. spend maybe start with 10 minutes, 15 if you can, first thing in the morning, and if possible, before you go to bed at night. Bookend your day. If you only have one time during the day, do it in the morning when your mind is not so full of activities already of the day. Sit, close your eyes, focus on your breathing, inhale and exhale slowly and deeply. Maybe you focus on the sound and rhythm of your breathing. Maybe you visualize something that's peaceful and calming to you. But this way you'll start and maybe also end your day on a stress-free note. Ralph Waldo Emerson also said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside you." So put meditation as a non-negotiable activity. If it's just 5 to 10 minutes, that's better than nothing. And it will put you in touch with that never-ending fountain of peace inside you. For decades, I've taught people worldwide how to meditate. My grandmother taught me when I was a teenager. And on days that I can't fit it in, and that does happen for whatever reason, often if I have busy travel days or nonstop work from 4 in the morning till 9 at night, I see that my day doesn't go quite as smoothly. And you'll discover this too when you start a practice. So my book will show you exactly how to do this, or if you're already a disciplined meditator, it'll give you different ways to meditate, like how special it is to meditate outdoors in nature.
Now, that's interesting. I like that because that's you can look around and you sort of have an appreciation for where you are and the world that you live in. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, the book is Wired for High-Level Wellness that she's talking about, simple ways to rejuvenate, meditate, and prosper. And on our website, you can sign up for newsletters. You can get more information on the topic we're talking about today. And so many topics. It's a wealth of information on her website. The next one, you talk about eating a colorful, fiber-rich diet. What does that consist of, and why is this so important?
Yes, and when we say colorful, we're not talking about all the color, like in Halloween candy, or we're talking about natural foods with that God's provided great produce. And I think that with so many food choices and diets competing for our attention every day, it's understandable that many health-minded individuals can be a little confused and bewildered about what to eat. My grandmother taught me best what to eat and distilled it down to 3 simple phrases. She always said, my nickname is Sunny, so she'd say, "Sunny, eat real food, don't eat junk food, and then don't overeat, and emphasize a lot of produce." And what my grandmother Fritzi meant was to choose whole foods that naturally occur in nature, not processed and packaged creations on the supermarket shelves that masquerade as food. And while I happen to prefer to eat plant-based foods, cold water fish like salmon and whole grains consumed in moderation, they're also good for you, but also as many fruits and vegetables as possible, because fiber-rich produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And great health starts in the kitchen by choosing the most delicious foods that also help to heal the body. And all those fruits and vegetables have vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. They neutralize free radicals. They prevent disease and premature aging. So emphasize lots of fruits and vegetables. They also help keep your digestive tract humming along in the way it was designed to. Not only that, but fruits and vegetables, ladies, make your skin look youthful and beautiful, boost metabolism so it helps with weight, and makes your mood more positive. So when it comes to figuring out the best foods to eat, emphasize plants. That's a really safe bet.
All of this, once again, we're giving you a lot of information. I'm participating in this. She is giving you a lot of information. You'll find at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking about aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully. We're talking about how Be Kind falls into that category, and we'll do it after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, with us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., talking about aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully. On the list, we're giving you a list of tips for living a more sacred, balanced life in body, mind, and spirit. Next up on the list, and this is one maybe we would overlook, be kind and enthusiastic. And when you think about it, when you're kind to someone, when you're enthusiastic, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
You feel good. And then people love to be around you because your energy is
exactly, yes,
contagious, and you just make other people happy. So one of the key secrets to living, just like you said, healthfully, gracefully, happily, is to champion high self-esteem. And this begins, I believe, with taking loving care of yourself. You want to treat yourself with respect and kindness. And I think that's like the first step. And being kind and enthusiastic, you start with yourself. The great British author Jane Austen once wrote, "There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart." So I say, go out of your way and do something nice for someone else every day. I used to always say, offer hugs to friends and family and others you think might need them. These days, maybe we need to be a little bit careful about who we hug, but especially family members. Hug. You know, we wear masks,
yes,
often, and even if we don't, I've always been a hugger. My mom always taught me to be a hugger because it connects us through our hearts. And I always say, let your enthusiasm shine in everything you do. Young children know how to do this really well. Emerson once said, enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever achieved. The successful person has enthusiasm. He knew what he was talking about. And the man who shares my birthday, my good friend Mark Twain, said that kindness is the language with which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. So let your enthusiasm light shine every day. And it begins, Rick, with taking care of your body. Because we all want the same thing. I know we do. We all want to feel appreciated, valued, respected, and loved.
It's that simple. And it's simple to say. It's much more difficult to implement. But Dr. Susan takes you through all of these steps, gives you the information you need so you want to add mask hugging to your repertoire of, you know, enthusiastically doing that to people. And all of these habits. And here's one, body hydration. Talk about that. No matter what we talk about, we always come back to body hydration, don't we? Keeping your body hydrated. That's really important overall for our health.
Yes, and we're talking not about alcohol or other.
Yeah, I should have been more clear. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we're talking about purified water. You can't underestimate the importance of drinking ample water every day. The proper fluid balance is essential for your body to release the waste products and toxins, to give you a healthy glow, to beautify your skin, to support your beautiful kidneys, liver, and brain function. And I always say, before a meal or even a snack, drink a large glass of water about 20 minutes before, because it's a very inexpensive and effective appetite suppressant. And the next time you think you're hungry, enjoy a glass of water first. Wait 10 minutes. Chances are you're probably thirsty and not really hungry. There's so much that water can do to purify and detoxify and to rejuvenate your body. And because we don't have hours and hours for us to visit right now, I say go to my website, go to favorites, and scroll down to rejuvenation in a glass of water, and you'll learn all about water, the best way to drink it, my favorite kind of water, and it will inspire you to keep water with you basically wherever you go. But of course, don't drink it too close to bedtime, because then you won't get good sleep because you'll be up half the night.
Well, and I've tried the water before I eat. It's amazing the calories you can burn walking back and forth to the bathroom during dinner. I mean, I don't keep track of it, but I know I'm losing calories. So there's a lot to be said there. All of this at Dr. Susan's website. Let's talk about getting involved, volunteering. So much of what we're talking about in the program today, part of this balanced life is in the mind and the spirit category besides the body. Talk about the importance of volunteering, being involved in the world around you.
Yes, because as we get older, we don't just want to retire and sit at home. We need to stay as active as possible. Volunteering is a great way to do that. So how could you be of service daily? Maybe you get involved at your church or temple or your child's school or a community, like a planting project, to give yourself a chance to help others. Maybe you find time to volunteer, such as with a food drive or driving an elderly person to a doctor's appointment or myriad other ways that I recommend in Wired for High Level Wellness, also in my book, Be the Change. But it's up to you to find ways to get involved and to volunteer and be on the lookout for people and neighbors and friends that that might be shut-ins that could really help, could really find value in any help you could give them.
You're helping other people. You're helping yourself, as Dr. Susan has talked about. Our topic this week today and this week in America is aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully with Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. More on our website, susansmithjones.com. And, of course, you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website by visiting our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about detoxify the whole body year-round. We hear people talk about that from time to time, like, okay, it's the first of the year, I'm going to detox. But you're talking about doing it the year-round. Why is that important?
Yes, because oftentimes with our diet, with our stress, with the environment, lack of exercise, whatever it is, we build up more toxins than our body can eliminate. And you don't want to just wait till the first week of January to detoxify, cleanse, and rejuvenate your body. One secret to staying youthful year-round is keeping your body detoxified. There are many ways you can do it. One of my favorite is with an infrared sauna. There's a world-famous clinic in Switzerland. It's called the Paracelsus Clinic. And, you know, all the MDs and the anti-aging specialists and all the thousands of health practitioners around the world in the U.S. often say that the best way to detoxify your body year-round, to keep it cleansed and get rid of all those heavy metals and pesticide residues, is by using an infrared sauna. It's like heat therapy. They call it infrared sauna bathing. It's popular in Finland, but a lot of people now in the United States are seeing that an infrared sauna will keep you healthy and youthful. And I recommend it not only to look and feel younger, to remove toxins, to relax, to improve circulation, to lower blood pressure, to improve digestion, quell joint and muscular aches and pains. I love that it helps reduce cellulite and help you lose weight and make your skin look better. So I would say if you want more information on that, go to my website, go to favorites, scroll three categories down. It says 10 benefits of an infrared sauna. It tells you all about it, how to get one. And in addition to saunas, and it, yes, that costs money, but they have them for different price ranges for one person, two, or three, and it's well worth it. I would not be without an infrared sauna that I've had for almost 25 years, and it's one of my secrets to looking younger, never getting sick. But in addition to detoxify your body, remember to eat a lot of greens, especially raw salads every day. When you're green inside, my grandmother used to say, you're clean inside. Drink ample water. That helps keep your body detoxified. Eat a lot of raw foods, a lot of raw fruits and vegetables, like we talked about, rather than having all of your foods cooked. And there's a supplement I take to keep my body detoxified. It's a phycocyanin supplement. The product is called Blue Magic. So you can go to favorites, scroll down to Blue, M-A-J-I-K. I've taken this for about 10 years. It's a water-soluble antioxidant with hundreds of scientific studies worldwide because it's a potent free radical scavenger. It's a superlative body detoxifier for the whole body. And it keeps your body really youthful. It's the, you know, the word phycocyanin, that's the main ingredient in Blue Magic. It gives you a hint to the color. Phyco means plant. It comes from Klamath Lake in Oregon. It's like a blue-green algae, but it's mainly phycocyanin. Cyan is a turquoise color. And you can take capsules or powder. When you put a little bit of the powder, like I have right here in my glass, it is the most beautiful turquoise color. And I use it in a lot of food recipes that I have. You can see all the recipes for free on my website. But I recommend taking about 500 milligrams daily, year-round, to keep your body purified, detoxified, rejuvenated, and as youthful as possible.
We're talking with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, website susansmithjones.com. All the information and so much more that we're talking about in the program, you'll find on her website. Number 9 on the list. These are lists of things that we should be doing, tips to live a healthy, happy, and balanced life. You talk about taking time out to, taking time to tune out and to tune into God. Talk about how that's important, why that's important, that reflection time.
Well, because I think, Rick, most people are totally addicted to their tech devices. And studies show that in-person communication skills are suffering as a result. And I live a very God-centered, faith-filled life. First thing in the morning, I do my prayer work and meditation, and I do that before I go to bed at night, and I tune into God as many times as I am remembering throughout the day. And I think all of us in our hectic, busy lifestyles put that aside. And I say, make a little time each day to turn off the television, put down your smartphones and iPads, and shut off your computer and gaming systems, and spend quality time talking as a family. Isn't that a novel idea?
Yes.
Or with friends, and maybe one day a week, or maybe 1 hour a day. You can turn off all the tech devices, especially before you go to bed at night, because they affect your brainwave activity and make it difficult to get good sleep. But if you do this, then you help break that addiction that you have, and you'll find that there's more beauty and joy in life than always looking down. And scientists have discovered that because so many of us are looking down at, like, our smartphones, that we're developing different kind of vertebrae in our upper neck that was this kind of vertebrae wasn't there before, and it's because so many people are looking down all the time. And I don't know if you've noticed people's posture too.
Yes.
Or people sit with the groups of friends and they're not talking, but they're looking at their phones. we need to break that habit. And maybe you start with a little bit of time every day to be go tech-free, take a tech freeze.
You know, that's so important, because if you look around, and we've talked about this before, families are together, a family of four, they each have a device, and they're each looking down, and nobody is communicating with the other in the family, so that that is so important. A few minutes left in the program. We're going to wrap up with number 10, and this is important. We've heard so much about this recently, simplifying your life and cleaning out your closets. How can that help us live and feel younger?
Yes, I am such a big believer in this, and I work on keeping my home and office space and garage and car clutter-free. So I'll just say that I recommend to donate gently used items to your local charity. You know, where I live in Brentwood, Santa Monica, we have Goodwill, we have hospices and other charities I can donate to. But it's important to simplify your living environment so there's a little breathing space around you, and keep only those things in your home that you love, that have value, that make you happy, that touch your heart in a meaningful way. I have a side business, Rick, you might not know this, that I've had for 35 years called Simply Organized, and I help people declutter their homes. And I love to do that. And if someone wants me in their home to help them with diet or relationships or nutrition or exercise, if their house is completely cluttered, I won't work there. I'll say, we need to declutter your house first, because I and many people I know don't feel comfortable in a home that's really cluttered. So to make this work, so you're not too overwhelmed, I say make an agreement for, let's say, a month, 30 days, and say to yourself, I make a commitment that every day for 10 to 20 minutes to clean out something. Maybe you start with a room, with a drawer, a closet, a cupboard, and continue on to the next room. If you said to yourself, oh, I'll do it for 2 to 3 hours a day, you probably won't. You'll be overwhelmed.
Exactly. Yes.
So start with easy, practical goals to give your confidence a boost. And not only that, but for many people, it might take longer than 30 days. So maybe you take a season, 90 days, and go through your home, your garage. If it takes, you know, longer than a month, that's okay. But be persistent. Follow through. Every day that you make progress, you'll feel a little bit lighter, more motivated to continue the process, and even more empowered, because, Rick, it's very enlightening, this process of decluttering your entire living space. And most people continue to put it off month after month and year after year. Don't do that. It will change your life for the better. It will give you more confidence and happiness. You'll feel so much joy in your life, and you'll walk through your life more like you're walking on air, living with grace. And I see this all the time with clients for nearly 4 decades of helping them declutter. You'll find that once you declutter your entire living space and include your office, you'll start attracting more prosperity. You'll be happier. It'll be easier to lose weight. It's easier to stick with your health and fitness program when you don't have so much stuff around you. Now, I've worked, and you know this, with lots of celebrities, TV and movie celebrities and famous business people. And so often it's interesting to me to go into these multi-million dollar homes. Some can be $20, $30, $40 million homes, and they have so much stuff in their home, so much artwork and everything, that there's no breathing space, and it's hard to appreciate their collection of multi-million dollar pieces of artwork when it's so cluttered.
Interesting, yes.
And so I talk to them in the nicest way possible and make suggestions about what to do. It's like I live not far from the Getty Museum. It's just minutes from my home. And I love going to these museums because there's no clutter. And there's a few things on the wall, and there might be a bench a few feet away where you can just sit.
Yes.
You don't have to step over stuff and boxes and things that haven't been put away and clothes. You can appreciate the beauty and artwork. And it's not that your house has to be like the Getty Museum, but you want to walk in each room because, Rick, your house is a reflection of your personality, of the owner's personality, and you want to walk into each room and be enveloped by the beauty of that room. I think God has blessed us with our homes. One of our gifts back to God, like our bodies, and our gift is to take care of our body and keep it healthy, is to be a good steward of your home. Don't take your home for granted. Keep it nice and clean and orderly, you know, not that it has to look like a house that's staged, like
exactly,
you go into
yes.
houses and there's not much there, but each room, you want to be able to walk into it and think, this room makes me really happy. And if there are things you just don't need anymore, then find friends to give things to or charities where people can use these items that no longer bring you the joy. And it will change your life. It will empower you and change your life for the better.
I like the idea of making it manageable, of taking it like in chunks and setting aside maybe a season. For example, I'm in Florida. I could set aside summer. That's like 11 months. I should be able to get it done in an 11-month time period. So I like that.
That's
I'm writing this down here as we're talking. I got just a few seconds left. Let's go back to the foundation. Let's go back to number one. Reemphasize gratitude and why that really is so important. And as I say, possibly the foundation of the all of the tips you've given us today.
Yeah, well, gratitude, it's unbelievable. If you go to Google and put that in, you'll see that there have been so many studies on it. And if you can take one thing in your life, like I'm grateful for my house, for my bed. You look at the hurricanes and tornadoes and fires, and these days I'm so grateful I have a bed to lie down on and a pillow, and I have a kitchen, and I've got food in my refrigerator. But just 15 seconds in your mind, Rick, of holding a thought of something for which you are grateful, scientists have discovered that because of those 15 seconds, there are so many beneficial physiological changes that take place in your body. It lowers the stress level. Your arteries relax, so that means your blood pressure goes down. Your heart rhythm becomes more harmonious. You can breathe a little bit deeper. That means you more fully oxygenate your body. You're in a better mood. So you think about this, Rick. If you hold that feeling of joy and gratitude for 15 seconds for something, or maybe a family member, think of how much healthier your body will be if instead of just 15 seconds, you take 24 hours to live that day in gratitude. And I bet many people are thinking, oh, that's not a big deal. I can do that. Well, you will find probably within 2 minutes, you're already thinking of, oh, my gosh, I've got to do this. Oh, I have to call that person. I'm rushed right now. Oh, I don't like how I look in the mirror. Oh, I'm just in the mood for junk food. It is not easy to be grateful for 24 hours, or at least the 16 hours that you're awake, but your whole life will change for the better if you be grateful as often as possible. Catch yourself. And because there are three things over which we have control: what we think, how we move, that's our exercise, and what we eat. And so you're in charge of your thoughts, and that means keep your mind filled with positivity, optimism, and thoughts of gratitude, and focus on that. And again, I said before, that will make you become a magnet for all possible channels of good, because you always attract to yourself what you think, what you feel, what you express. So the more gratitude you can hold in your mind and body, you become like a magnet and a dynamic energy that will allow you to be a mighty influence on your world. So practice gratitude today and every day.
That's a great way to end the program. And all of this information you will find on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. All of her books are there, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Our topic today has been aging healthfully, happily, and gracefully with Susan Smith Jones, PhD. More on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. And of course, you can link directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. While there, you can order her books, autograph copies of her books, and you can sign up for the free monthly newsletter. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. We will do it again next month. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I do look forward to our next visit.
Looking forward to that as well. Susan Smith Jones, PhD, our guest, the program ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.